worst I've seen.
What's going on?
Oh, the humanity.
This is insane.
I'm in fear for my safety.
Look at it.
Five.
It's coming this way.
I can't believe it's come to this.
Four.
Is anybody hurt?
Somebody do something.
Make it stop.
Three.
I can't look away.
No. No.
Get out of the way.
Two.
Get down.
Take cover.
It's here. It's here.
And now, we bring you your weekly waste of time, featuring Crisco.
Good to get gooder.
Kara.
Oh, I had a hamburger for lunch.
Yeah,
come
right.
on down and smell my breath.
Mickey.
I energy just fine without it.
And Lazy E.
Anthropomorphic.
It's the best mistake ever. Welcome to a freak accident.
Let's go!
Ah, listen. Listen.
Listen real good! Welcome to a freak accident!
Salt and pepper, and it's in effect! We gotta put you back!
You had to keep going.
Of course, he knows the words to that song.
Yeah.
I know the first two. That's it. But welcome to a freak accident.
No, push it real good. You do four.
Wordsmith, not mathematician. Leave me alone.
I was gonna do the music. I was gonna do the words.
So we got beatboxing over there. Mickey's shaking her head in abject disappointment, as always. So everything is right. Everything's going all according to plan here on a freak accident. Even though, you know, America has ended, according to some people. I don't know. Whatever.
And America has started for a couple of people.
Right, yeah, imagine that.
What if I?
It's almost as if we live in two separate realities at the same exact time. But anyway, our show is called The Freak Accident. Our website is afreakaccident.com. We made it real easy on you that way. And our email, if you'd like to reach out to us for any reason whatsoever, is freaks@afreakaccident.com. I'm Crisco, joined by Lazy E.
I found out I might be able to get the COVID vaccine before it actually is like my section because I'm fat. I did my BMI and I am obese.
Finally, he's
it's paid off.
His lack of fitness and general well-being has paid off at last.
I'm going to eat lard to keep base.
So I'd like to point this out, by the way, before we get Let's Lazy E. That's Kara, who's groaning.
I like how you're pointing and nobody can see you.
And that's Mickey, just is insulting me like she always does. You'll recognize Mickey on the microphone because she's the one that despises me the most.
Yep.
At least outwardly so.
At least I'm honest.
Fair enough. I can't begrudge you that. But yeah, I'd like to point out, though, the dichotomy, the duplicitous nature that of Lazy E, where he's saying, in an effort to get a vaccine that will sustain his health, he's going to be as unhealthy as possible.
Listen, I may die of a heart attack, won't die of COVID.
It's a wash, is what I'm saying. Yeah.
You will, though.
Maybe.
Get it?
Or I'll get better 5G.
Conspiracy theory.
Yeah, right. Yeah. You'll get better 5G?
Yeah.
Maybe that's what COVID was this whole time. It's just turning us all into 5G beacons, and that's how they run the machine.
It's true.
It's running right through our bodies. Mm-hmm. That's what that vaccine, the microchip, it wasn't actually to convince you to purchase Microsoft products. Instead, it is a relay switch for 5G.
Well,
we are the fifth generation.
You need a big system when you're going to make things move that fast, so.
Apparently, it sucks. 5G, I mean. I've heard from various people who live in areas where, like, it is active. Number one, your phone can't handle the speed. And the ones that can, it, like, drains the battery, like, ridiculously. So it's like, good. I'm glad we're trading up to something that is objectively way worse.
So then you have to get a new phone when they come out with new ones that can handle it. It's all a part of their evil plan.
I thought it was kind of weird that Samsung didn't come out with a new phone last year.
They do have one. They announced one. I forget. I think it's just the 21.
Sure. Yeah. I don't know why they skipped like 10 numbers, went to 20, and now they're just going back to one number at a time again. Why did that? That doesn't.
I don't know.
Maybe they want to match up with the year and they got off track a little bit for a while and they're like, we'll just skip ahead really fast.
We did it.
We did it.
I did notice a lot. I don't know if I mentioned this before, but a lot of new things that were supposed to come out last year didn't come out. And I'm not even just talking about, like, you know, obviously movies and stuff, which we've talked about, but just things in general, like products. Mm. Like, there weren't really any new...
There's no employees to make them.
Well, there's that. And also, there was apparently supply chain issues. Like, raw materials were hard to come by. I know, like, things as basic as steel were allocated to
murderer can tell you all about that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, I'm sure he could. Yeah, so that's what I'm talking about. You know, like there was so much allocation going on with who got what raw material to manufacture what that right. like these companies didn't have extra friggin' plastic and resin laying around to screw around with making a new phone. So they're just like, just keep producing the ones that we know we can make because we've been making them for so long. Mm-hmm. So it's like, I'm just mad because, you know, it's going to be like 2 years on this one. And so, like, I get a new phone roughly every 2 years. Yeah. And now it's like, I don't want this old piece of crap that's been out for 3 years. Now I want something cutting edge. I want something new. And I can't get it.
I used to do that too, and then I got cheap, and now I have the same old phone.
I was mad. I had to buy a new phone last week because I smashed mine off the ground.
Oh yeah.
That's... Yep. $600 later, cringed. Mm-mm. It was the only phone available, and it was brand new.
No way.
It was either that or I waited a week and a half.
You know, doesn't that suck when they're like, you know, I love that. The last time I got a new phone, I used to get like... not the newest model because, well, it paid off because in more recent years, the newest models were like exploding in people's pants and things. So it was like, that's an advantage to not get that until they work that kink out. Mm-hmm. So I would get the previous model, which it was usually only like a year old at that time, as opposed to being like 2 or 3 months old. Last time I upgraded, the guy was like, oh yeah, we don't have any of those anymore. We just have the newest thing. They must have caught on to my plan.
I would have blamed them, but knowing all of the shortages going on, I really wasn't shocked by the problem.
Yeah, that's true.
With everything going on. But I must say, my company got me in and out of there in 15 minutes. Yeah. So I ran down there without an appointment. I said, hey, this is what happened. My phone literally doesn't work. Please fix.
You like how she called it my company? Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
Radio Pro.
I did
Pro.
Not yeah. want to give
no
your
free
name
advertising.
Yeah, not doing free advertising on this show. No, you cut us a check or we don't mention you.
You got
for
it.
That's right. I like
except
that.
If you're Samsung that we mentioned.
Oh yeah, you know because oops, nobody's ever heard of them.
I haven't. Let me get out my phone.
As he searches for Samsung on his Samsung Galaxy 20.
Yeah.
Right, it is the 20th.
And
yeah,
now we've just endorsed their product.
Yeah, but I also said, ah! I also said,
okay,
that they explode.
Right.
So.
And so is that soundboard. If you don't get the wires,
he's got to stop hitting it with his hand. I'm wondering how it broke. It's because he keeps doing that to it.
Oh! I talk like Donkey Kong.
He jokes. He's making that motion, and I'm just watching that cable. I'm surprised that didn't hurt any of the rest of you as much as it hurt me.
My hearing's gone.
What?
Lovely. Lovely. So, how's everything else with you guys? Everything good? Yeah, 2021 still going well for you? Nothing weird happening?
Nope. Just I did a lot of sleeping last week. It was great.
So we're right back to 2020.
Well, yeah, but you're just continue.
Is El Presidente cutting you checks yet?
I think we got our first transfer.
Yeah.
So and he did another bowling alley today. Funded another bowling alley in Michigan today. Nice. So that was cool. Yeah. Nice.
Are you gonna have like a framed picture of him on the wall from now on?
Yeah, framed picture. Actually, we're getting a banner made to thank him.
I was hoping it was
that.
A cardboard cutout.
No, mural. Yeah. Get a mural painted of him like, you know, lifting Chacos, like have like the building and he's like lifting
clouds
it.
Clouds all around us.
Yeah. And there has to be candles around that picture and every time someone walks in they have to bow to
that
it.
Right.
You,
I like it.
You can light a candle of your own.
Yeah,
you know
it's,
I mean?
It's like a prayer candle. Yeah. I need money.
Yeah, you make prayers and supplications for a 300, you know, and you pay tribute to El Presidente.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah, instead of three strikes as a turkey, now it's an El Presidente. Yeah.
There you go.
I want to do that.
You
right
should
now.
Do all of this and then, like, send him pictures and be like, look what we've done for you.
You're like, all right.
We've started
everyone go on a free vacation now too.
We've started a small religious cult in your name.
No
and,
biggie.
And then Kara has a PFA, I guess.
Yeah. Suddenly the checks stop coming.
I mean, I feel like it's all just, you know, a great, great idea. It'll make for great great show prep. We'll put it that way.
That's true.
Well, yeah.
So that's it.
So Lazy E's so fat that he might get the vaccine.
I did the BMI thing online. Apparently I'm obese.
And they were like, oh God, you need this shot because if you get this virus, it'll kill you.
Yeah, I put in my weight, my height, and then all of a sudden it just showed a shocked face.
Oh my God.
But hey, if it gets me the vaccine, I'll do it.
I dieted. I started a diet again. I lost 2 whole pounds
all right.
in a week.
Was it the DDP yoga?
No, well, I am doing DDP yoga. I am still doing that. I haven't updated anybody on that in a while.
Nope.
So I started doing it. Hello Nurse and I both started doing it back when Pennsylvania shut gyms down again.
No endorsements, by the way.
Yeah, well.
I mentioned it on the show once before. DDP, you're more than welcome to cut us a check, though. I know he listens. Big fan. Anyway, so I started doing it when they shut the gyms down again because it was like, this year was hell for fitness because, like, I was starting to get into really good shape again, and then the pandemic hit, everything was shut down, started getting back to the gym, and then, like, they shut it down again, you know, as I was starting to, like, build back, and now it's like, okay, I'm trying to, I have been going to the gym again, but when they shut the gym down last time, we started doing DDP yoga, just a way to stay active, stay fit, and everything else, so I've been doing it for a month and a half now, roughly.
Mm-hmm.
So about 6 weeks. And I could tell you my back pain in only a month and a half is like a quarter of what it was, if it exists at all on any given day.
Yeah, because me and Proofreader are thinking about doing it.
You should. You really should. Like, I could not believe like how quickly my back pain went away.
Yeah.
And it was like, it was wild. And my joints all feel better. Like my knee has not like randomly locked up on me in like probably 3-4 weeks.
That's a good sign.
That's what yeah, my general like achiness is gone. Like I'm way more flexible. I feel like, and the weird thing was, yeah, yeah, but,
nice.
And like weirdly, when I did get back to the gym, you know, after a month of not doing any kind of weightlifting, you really quickly lose your strength in those situations.
Sure.
So I got back and I found like, in some ways I was weak as to be expected, but in other ways I was like shockingly strong. Like certain exercises, I was like, I was doing like weight that I would have been doing before I left and before I stopped, and it still wasn't enough. Like I had to actually add weight to it. So it's like, it's weird. You know, I've gotten strong in some ways. Like my shoulders have gotten like really, really strong in a very short period of time. So yeah, I feel good. He does have like a whole nutrition plan, which is similar to the diet that Helen Nurse and I do anyway. So we've kind of just been following that.
Mm-hmm.
So we did like 1 week of like really hard, low carb, lost the 2 pounds, and now we're doing like a modified version of that same diet, but I had to add some like fruit back because the second week of that diet, because it's like 2 weeks where you're just like in hell, where you're not allowed to have anything sweet, or it's like no carbs allowed at all, and it's just brutal. You know, by the end of the second week, you're like, God, I just want to taste an apple or something. So, but yeah, working on it, working on it.
Is that part, like part two, is it called God, I Just Want to Taste an Apple?
It should be. It really should be.
Just a lick.
The yoga's working out, though. We just started like a new part of the program that has like, that's like more core centric. The other night, like we did that. It was only 12 minutes, but
I bet. Felt like 2 hours.
Oh my God. Yeah. And the best part, he's like, oh, there's a plus version of this same workout that's 15 minutes. And I'm just thinking to myself, what sort of fresh hell DDP can squeeze into 3 minutes?
It's got to be awful. It's only 3 more minutes, so it has to be terrible.
Yo, for real, though, you don't understand.
No,
it's god awful. It's terrible.
I believe you.
Yeah. Terrible in like, I woke up this morning and I was like, oh, like when I say like, you know, I don't have any general achiness, but I just mean like that tenderness in the abdominals. I'm like, oh my God, I need to go to the gym to work this out. What about you, Mickey? What are you doing these days now that the skate park is in your basement?
Working 80 hours a week.
Ooh.
Oh,
it's fantastic.
God almighty. What at a warehouse?
Yeah. One's at the warehouse. Then I'm still doing the driving stuff. So,
oh,
it's not bad. I don't mind it. Game plan is to get everything paid off by March and then start doing actual work on the house. Oh. So we're going to pay everything off and then make more bills.
Smart. Yeah. Yep.
Fantastic.
You are quite an American adult in that regard. Yep. Congratulations.
Yep.
The dream is still alive.
It's a good order to do it in. Don't make the bills before you pay the things off.
So yeah,
you
yeah.
have something
we're trying.
You. It's good.
Yeah, I guess that would be the American way of doing it. Just right. compound your bills. Just yeah. add bills on yeah. bills so. And then take out loans to pay off those bills so that you have room to take out more loans for yeah. additional bills.
Oh, and then I also learned that I have to figure out some fancy way to get our taxes down from the business so we don't have to pay taxes. Because we're still profitable, even after everything that happened this year.
I was going to say, that's pretty, like, wow. that's a testament to you.
Mm. I just wanted it zero. That's it. That's all I'm asking.
She's going to, oh. And I'm going to laugh.
So now, like, the skate park is in your basement. You mean, yep. like, it's not actually set up down
no.
there? Like, there aren't jumps. You aren't doing, like, an
Murderer's
underground.
Just doing the
tricks of it. He wants to. He's been saying it for the last, I think, 3 years. He wants to put one of the ramps in the yard.
Perfect.
I'm like,
great plan. Hmm. You should put it right at the top of that tall wall. In the front
a little
of your
bit
place?
Farther back is where he wants it.
Yeah,
so
excellent.
That way he can fly off of it right into the street.
Excellent.
Yep.
Yep. Let's do it.
That seems terribly, terribly irresponsible.
I thought he was going to say terribly responsible.
Uh-huh. No, irresponsible. No. Close.
Yeah. Two letters.
Yeah.
Anyway, on the show today, we
I
got things.
I don't know what to
add to that. I wasn't sure either. I was thinking maybe you'd pull something out. You have a tendency to do that sometimes.
There we go. Next segment.
Ooh. Wasn't expecting the finger to release so soon.
That's what she said.
We have a new president here in the U.S. of A. That just happened today, at least at the time of this recording, so we'll talk about that.
Sure.
We have a COVID outbreak, a massive one, in Chile. And the source of it, they were able to figure out what the source of it was.
Uh-huh.
It's going to make you question some things.
Yep.
Jeez.
Yeah.
We have a bunch of gross but common behaviors that we are going to have to own up to here on the show. We have a viral menu from a Chinese restaurant. You'll learn why it's viral when we get to that segment. And possibly the greatest song mashup of all time. And I've heard this twice now. And I think I've loved it more each time I've heard it.
And you're going to love it more this time.
Yes, you will. So we'll get to that and more on this episode of A Freak Accident. Added syllables.
Do you enjoy listening to A Freak Accident?
Yeah, sure.
Visit our website for even more. There's stuff and things and pictures. So visit afreakaccident.com and make some more mistakes.
I just gotta preface this entire thing. What's his name? Krugman? He's like a political commentator of some kind. I don't know if he's an economist or something. Paul Krugman.
Sure.
They were playing My Country Tis of Thee at the inauguration today. And he goes, oh, what is the British word? God save the king. It's weird that they're playing that. That doesn't seem too appropriate. It's like, it is literally the same tune, but it's called My Country Tis of Thee. Because, you know, during the Revolution, they took a lot of British, you know, songs and Americanized them to... What the hell's flashing outside?
I know. Oh. Somebody's flashing in here.
Oh, this is me. It's Kara. It's
your phone.
I just dropped my phone, too. I don't know where it went.
Well, we have a new president now that he's looking for his phone.
I fished it out with my feet.
Awesome.
So we do have a new president, as a matter of fact. The day finally came. And nothing violent or bad happened, which is really, really refreshing at this point.
I was shocked that it didn't. After what happened at the Capitol?
Well, I mean, when you had, like, how many friggin' armed forces members did they have in Washington?
30,000? 20,000?
It was a lot. It was a real, real lot they had. They basically locked the entire Capitol down. You couldn't travel. You couldn't leave. You know, they had, like, walls set up all over the place with barbed wire at the top of them and everything else, all in preparation for this inauguration, which, like, people were saying, oh, is this... I mean, admittedly, it's like, man, it does make us look like a third world country that, like, we had to have a military presence, you know, in town for this.
I was really sad because Trump had a chance to do one last great thing. He had a chance to do one thing that would have changed America. And you know when he was doling out those pardons?
Yeah, yeah.
It was about hundreds of them. So there was a limo waiting outside the jail for Tiger King. And he never pardoned him. So there's a limo waiting for him. And I was like, the American hero. We need him more than ever right now. He got us through the beginning of COVID.
That's true.
He should get us through the end.
Oh, my God.
I was so sad. And the limo looked so hick.
It looked hick?
Yeah, because on the back of it was like almost, from what I saw, the quick picture I saw of it, it looked like a pickup truck at the end of it.
Of course.
It would have been great.
Oh, yeah.
But no, Tiger King sits there.
Yeah. Ugh. Instead, he pardoned Steve Bannon, who stole a bunch of money from Trump supporters that he basically, it was a whole scam. He was like, this money's going to pay for the wall. And he just took it and ran.
Yep.
Got in trouble for it. And I guess, you know, I feel like Donald Trump pardoning the man who stole money from Donald Trump supporters is about as on brand for the Trump presidency as anything you could pretty much predict.
I was also shocked that I didn't realize this till now, until I saw the hashtag Biden is Bi-Don.
Oh yeah. No.
I sat there and I was like, those clever bastards. How did I not think of
it? They have some yard signs with the orange hair going across the top of Bi-Don during the...
It's it's almost like the whole thing was planned.
Yeah.
Where's the Law and Order stick?
Yeah.
We need something.
There it is.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. Which brings me to my next point. After all this has happened now, today, like I said, there was no violent act, which is good. There were no bombs that went off, no guns. I don't even think there was a protest. If there was, it wasn't covered, and it wasn't anywhere near enough to the inauguration to matter.
It was at least tame if it did happen.
What was ridiculous was, apparently, every state capital had some kind of security measures in place to prevent, I don't know if they were expecting people were going to attack other state capitals instead of Washington.
There was a threat out about that. And ever since that threat, ever since the Capitol one, I think they've had National Guard people sleeping at the Capitol.
Right. Well, that's the thing. I was going to say before is I know people have been why do we need this? Like I said, it doesn't make us look like a third world country. Mm-hmm. People are why do we need this? This is ridiculous. It's a bunch of people did storm the Capitol a couple of weeks ago and assault a bunch of law enforcement officers. So, considering that happened, because they were mad about the election, it's reasonable enough to assume something might happen. But I didn't get the threat to the other states. But what was funny is I saw a picture today. It was of a pro-Trump protest at a state capitol. I forget which one it was, but one guy showed up. And it was a picture of him standing in front of the Capitol building that is surrounded by fences with barbed wire on it. All these signs, no trespassing, all this stuff. And it's one guy standing there with a flag. And I'm like, this is embarrassing. all of these measures were taken. And it's just I don't know. At this point, I think and especially after that Capitol, a lot of people might just have the wind knocked out of them.
Hopefully.
You would think, yeah.
What are people going to talk about on social media now?
A lot of people were saying, man, the people who, the news, those guys are probably, terrified, because what do you do now?
Oh, my gosh. Think of all the comedians that are going to be out of a job.
I mean, really, kind of,
No, they'll find some things about Biden, too. Don't worry.
Yeah, yeah. But, I mean, it is interesting to say because, it was always, what's he saying? What's he doing? What's he tweeting now? And, you don't have that anymore. And it was somebody was sharing an article today. It was Joe Biden is wearing a Ralph Lauren suit to the inauguration today. I'm is this what the news is going to be now? It's going to be fashion reports on what kind of tie Biden put on today?
It's a repeat of the 90s, because we had, Bush in office, and they had, you remember the fridge magnets with all the silly things of Bush?
Yeah.
And then next one in office was all about their clothing.
Which, compared to madness, a little bit of stupid fashion reporting isn't like such a bad thing, but that's what I'm like, man, like the news is going to get boring. Like it's going to be really, because news has been doing insane ratings too the last four years. Say goodbye to all that. Nobody's going to care anymore.
Or the government could just do some good stuff.
Yeah.
And we can report on
you're
that.
No. Yeah, no, what are you, yeah.
Like, you know, I don't know.
I got to say, I watching some of the inauguration, Lady Gaga killed it.
Yeah, she's always great.
The national anthem? She's holy crap.
Because she sang the national anthem at a one of the NFL games a couple of years ago. It was an NFC championship game or something like that. And she killed it then, too. Mm-hmm. She's raw, naturally talented.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Which is why it annoys me that she like hides it under all, or did used to hide it under all that studio processing and crap. But
it was just to make money so she could do
I mean, you can't fault her that. You know, she gamed the system, and now, like I said, she's doing what she wants to do. You know, she's making like classy, you know, classy albums and things like that, which is cool. But, yeah, I mean, I did, it does raise the question now, though, we were saying before, you know, almost like it was planned. What happens to QAnon now?
Did you see them flipping out?
I did.
They were going crazy because...
in my veins!
They were like... everybody was waiting for Trump to bring out all these... this underground sex ring that was going on and stuff like that. And if when this inauguration happened and he walked out of that building and nothing happened, online, the guy who they suspect is Q gave up.
No. Yeah, he was like, all right, well, you know, we got to respect the Constitution, so I'll have some news for you soon on the new project I'm working on. God bless everybody. It's like, what?
Yeah. Nice.
4 years of all of this crap. More, because it started before the 2016 election. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's great. Like, all these people on there, like a lot of them coming to find the final realization, like, this was all fake. It's like we were all like just told lies for 4 years, and like the one guy was like, "I'm now the laughingstock of my family. Thanks for everything." And it's like, listen, you guys got to learn some critical thinking. Yeah. I do not feel bad for you.
Sure.
This is what happens when you like engage in conspiracy theory nonsense.
Murderer's coworker, who the flat earther.
Oh God.
I died yesterday. I got a text message from Murderer.
No, he's a legit flat earther. He thinks the earth is flat.
100% really truly believes it.
Truly believes it. So he believed that they were taking away the Amber Alert system through the new phones. He's going on and on and on about it. And Murderer goes, you know what happened about 3 minutes after he blew up about
the
this?
The Amber Alert went off. Oh, man.
And then he really freaked out. And he's like, how is this working? How is this happening?
Yeah. Oh, chef's kiss. It's just beautiful when timing, the universe just aligns like that. Oh, my God. I love it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. One of my favorite memes recently was after Trump got kicked off Twitter. It was a picture of somebody's phone, Amber Alert, and it said, hey, it's Trump.
Oh, yeah.
So anyway, as I was saying.
That would have been good.
But yeah, like, that's the thing. Like, all these people now, a bunch of them are coming to the realization like, wow, yeah, there was no grand plan. There was no secret operation. We were a bunch of idiots going on about this mystery Illuminati cabal of lizard people who eat children. And, you know, that it was all just a farce. It's
people
like,
just get too excited too fast. You got to just... bring it back a notch.
That's Kara's. Kara says the problem is the speed with which you got excited about
because you jump to these things that you're going to say right away without looking into it and actually knowing what's happening. And now that's why you look like a bunch of idiots, because you jumped into it.
Yeah.
Slow it down.
And that guy who said he's now the laughingstock of his family, hate to break it to him, he probably was before.
Yeah. You definitely said some stupid crap before all this, I guarantee it. This wasn't what made you dumb. You were dumb before. You just happened to graft onto this for whatever reason. But that's the thing. There was always something like, this is coming. This is happening. And then it was like when the election happens, like, don't worry. He's still going to be president. People were saying as early as yesterday, like, this is not going to go through. Like, they were saying that Biden was going to walk out to swear in, and then that was why the military was there, because they were going to block off so that nobody could leave, and they were going to arrest him, the Clintons, the Obamas, the Bushes, and, like, all these other different people involved in the Pizzagate and in all this other stuff. They were all going to get arrested all at once, and then Trump was going to step out and be like, ha ha! And then he was going to swear himself in for a second term. And it's like,
man, that sounds like that'd be interesting to see, though.
It's like the end of a movie or something. You know what I mean? Like when everybody comes out at the end, like, ha ha, it was a scheme the entire time.
Maybe that's the problem, is that because none of these movies are actually coming up with anything new and they're all doing remakes, people are making it up in real life.
Mm-hmm. Maybe it is. Yeah. You know what I mean? But that's like, that was such like an end of the Avengers kind of thing. Like all the portal opens and all of your allies step through and they're like, you've never been alone, Captain America. Like, okay, great. It's like
Giuliani flies in on his wings.
He has like a rocket pack like Falcon does. That would be incredible.
I am Giuliani. It's great.
He comes out and he's still like, his hair color is like still dribbling down the side of his face.
That's his power. He drowns people in it.
Oh, okay. That's the fuel for his rocket pack. Yeah. He just distills that stuff and then he throws it in there.
He's been waiting.
So yeah, Biden's now president. You know, it is a...
Good on Pence showing up.
Yeah, he was like the one person throughout this entire thing that I think was like mature and like actually acted like an adult.
I think after the whole Capitol building siege and no one called them, I think that's when things
nobody
soured.
Called to check on him. And then like Trump also called him a pussy, apparently, like that happened. So, you know, there's that. A lot of Trump supporters were saying that they were going to execute Mike Pence for treason because he refused to side with the president. Like, that was a whole thing. So, yeah, I'd be upset if I was him. You know what I mean? I wouldn't be too thrilled. But, I mean, like I said, he was the only adult in the room after all this happened. He was the only person actually behaving like...
What do you think happens?
He's the only one that showed up to the inauguration. Trump got onto Air Force
Trump
One.
Trump couldn't go to the inauguration. Away. He couldn't go? With everything that happened, that's like one of those things where you're like, you should go, but like, what's going to happen if you go? Like, what? I don't know. What, you know, one of those things where you promise your friend you're going to show up, but then you're like, oh, but we had that big fight. Like, should I go? What should I do?
What do you, I don't know. Like, after the inauguration, like, all the, like, the fanciness and everything is over, do you think they're doing keggers, like, in the back?
Oh, yeah,
absolutely. They should be.
One of the funniest things I saw. Yeah.
There's Kamala Harris, like, being held up. 1, 2, 3, yeah!
One of the funniest tweets I saw today was, it was after Biden was sworn in, he went to the White House, obviously. They had him, the update was President Biden departs, the White House for Arlington National Cemetery. And people are like, wow, that was a lot faster than I was expecting.
They're doing the twisted tea memes with, Kamala and Biden too already. Did you see those?
No.
Oh my God.
It's like her holding a twisted tee, getting ready, then he's, you know, on the side. And yeah, they've already begun.
I mean, I'll be honest. I don't necessarily like Biden. I don't think he's going to be a particularly great president. I don't think he'll be the worst president. But Kamala sucks. She's just like the worst person ever. And if you don't know that, then you need to seriously look up some of the things that she did when she was...
I can agree with you on that.
The state attorney general in California. It was awful. Mm-hmm. So, just look back to the debate where Tulsi Gabbard just haymakered her right into like irrelevancy until Biden suddenly decided to dredge her up again and make her vice president. Go ahead, look that up. Yeah, she's the worst. So let's hope... You know, for no other reason than I don't want her being president, that Biden hangs on for 4 or 8 years.
Tanya Harding and Nancy Kerrigan, it's got their faces on them. And it's like her coming up with the take out the knee. I'm sorry.
Oh my God.
There's a lot of them.
The memes, yeah.
So, I don't know. You just put me in that mood.
Well, the one I saw, the Babylon Bee, it was like a Kamala Harris is stands behind bulletproof glass.
Oh, yeah.
It's like Biden's up there giving his speech, and she's standing behind bulletproof glass, like directly behind him, just like with a thumbs up. Like, oh, man. There's going to be a lot of this. There's going to be a lot of this. But either way, we'll see what happens on America, the series.
Next.
On the way, we've got a COVID outbreak in Chile, which probably didn't need to happen at all. But, maybe it did. It depends on your outlook in life.
Do you realize what would happen if you missed an episode of A Freak Accident? Well, probably nothing.
But knowing us, you really don't want to risk finding out.
Never gonna stop giving us such a dirty virus. Your word of my touch spreads to us, and that's how I got my
Corona. I will always be upset by the guy singing this song in his shower.
Yeah.
I'm pleased by it.
Someone told him it was good acoustics.
Yeah, no, it doesn't work that way. Anyway, there's a COVID outbreak. And so there's a COVID outbreak everywhere. I don't know if you guys heard of this or not, but there's this coronavirus thing that's been happening.
Really?
Yeah, it's new.
Oh, Interesting.
Interestingly enough, like a couple weeks ago, back in December, somebody shared, they were like, hey, this was a year ago. And it was like a tiny byline in like the New York Times. And it said like a dozen now dead in China's Wuhan virus from unknown pneumonia. Mm. And I was just like, oh, my God.
That was when
God.
Kobe Bryant took the headlines.
Mm. Yeah, because
he died. It was.
Anyway, this is in Chile. This is not in the United States. Shockingly, because I feel like right there.
Wait until you hear.
I love the article's headline. Feline unwell?
Oh, my gosh.
So this outbreak, this massive outbreak, was traced back to a birthday party for a cat.
Well, okay.
15 people contracted the disease, a health official has confirmed. It apparently is a celebrity cat in Chile. Yeah. Hey. The bizarre incident was confirmed by Francisco Alvarez, an official with the Ministry of Health for Chile's Valparaiso region, speaking to Radio Biobío on Saturday. Alvarez said that the coronavirus outbreak in the small seaside town of Santo Domingo, reported by local media a while ago, was indeed sparked by a birthday party thrown for a cat.
Come on, man. I get it's cute and everything like that, and you want to be cutesy. Have it with your family and say it's his birthday or her birthday, and then that's it. That's all you need. Give it.
Did they eat the ice cream that had the COVID? Isn't there like ice cream that tested positive for COVID now? Is that a real thing?
What?
That they tested like a cup of ice cream and it tested positive for COVID. Didn't you see that?
I don't think ice cream can get COVID. Seeing as how it's not alive.
Unless it's a fake. I don't know. It might be fake. I mean, I might be a liar.
There may be ice cream like with COVID in it or on it. You know, like for instance, if you go to an ice cream stand and the person breathes COVID on your ice cream cone. Coronavirus. Chinese ice cream. Oh, yeah. Well, that's what I'm saying. So, like, the ice cream didn't get the infection.
No, but did they eat the coronavirus ice cream? Because maybe that's why they got it at the birthday party.
Well, then just make sure the ice cream wears a mask.
I'm just glad that apparently the kitty did not get COVID.
Good.
Because cats can get it, I think.
Cats and dogs can get it.
I have no idea.
They said various things about that. Mm. They were like, they can get it, but, like, they can't spread it to you, and like I don't know if you could spread it to them.
Yeah,
I don't know
weird.
If like they have to get it off of like an infected surface or something.
Wasn't
like,
it more like they could carry it on their fur, and if you pet them,
maybe that's what it was. I don't know though. But they said like didn't like a couple of tigers at a zoo test positive for coronavirus?
You're right. So
like a gorilla had it too recently, I think.
That's ooh mean, ooh ooh.
Why?
He was doing like gorilla noises.
Yeah.
No, I think they got it.
You could do Coco the gorilla and sign, but nobody can see
that. Yeah, that wouldn't work.
Doesn't work on like you know, audio media.
I mean, the cat's getting it. That's just a litter of problems.
So yeah, you know, I mean, people are saying don't have regular birthday parties. Right. You're throwing cat birthday parties, inviting a bunch of people, and then 15 people get sick.
Same problem.
Yeah, it's still kind of like, you know.
Was that necessary?
In the grand scheme of things, did the cat really need a birthday party? Does the cat know what's happening when people gather to celebrate its birthday? Probably not.
No, it just knows it's getting maybe special food that day.
Yeah. My cat, Rugby, he knows when it's time to eat. He makes sure to remind me, and then he knows when it's time to poop, and then the rest of the time he usually sleeps. So that's really all that goes on in the life of a cat, at least in the life of my cat. you know?
I mean, if I won the lottery, that would be the life of me.
It's practically the life of you now. You don't have to leave your house for anything.
I know, but I have to work. That's the unfortunate part.
Oh, yeah. He has to work sitting down in his living room while he continues to eat bonbons in the hope that it'll get him vaccine faster.
Lard. I'm eating lard.
Okay. Lard.
Excuse me. How dare I be wrong about that?
Come on.
Up next, we've got common gross behaviors. Will we admit to them? I think, unfortunately, we're going to have to.
Even when the podcast is over, the show never ends. Join us on social media, where a freak accident continues all day, every day. Visit afreakaccident.com and click on connect.
I'm the grossest guy that you've ever seen. My armpits smell like something dead.
What?
I don't shower or use cologne. I walk around naked in other people's homes. Cause I'm the grossest guy that you've ever seen.
How does that make you How does that make you feel, Kara?
Like, uh-oh.
These are apparently common gross behaviors that we want to see if we are willing to admit to. It comes from an online survey that asked over 100,000 people.
Whoa.
About different things a lot of us do but never talk about. So let's see how many of these habits we're willing to admit to. You ready? You guys, as you being the listener, are you ready for this peek behind the curtain?
They probably already know.
I'm 100% going to be honest with this.
I'm not sure if I'm ready.
Uh-oh.
I mean, I already know enough gross things about Lazy E and Kara. I don't need to know more, but...
Well, okay.
No, you guys pee on yourselves while you're in the shower.
It's
weird.
I don't pee on myself.
Yeah, you do. You might as well you do it.
No, you pee in the drain.
Yeah, you don't know much about hydrodynamics or droplet physics. Anyway.
To you too.
Yeah, this is from BuzzFeed. Now, number 8. Do you ever stick your fingers somewhere gross and then sniff them just because you're curious?
100%.
No hesitation. No hesitation.
Yes.
No, I was hoping I was going to do it.
I mean, like, I do the armpit check, but I don't, like, stick my fingers in there.
I assume the only thing I could assume is it's asking if you've ever dug in your butt and then smelled what it smells like.
100%. No, I haven't done that. But no, but the underarm thing.
Yeah, like when I'm
wearing a shirt, I don't lift my arm up. I just, okay, I'm wearing deodorant. Good.
Yeah, I don't do that. I just lift my arm up and put my nose to it.
Yeah, not my butt. Or any other areas. Yeah, I don't know. I can't think of that. Like, what else would it be?
I'm not sticking there going in my butt.
Yeah, right. Yeah. I've done this in various places, butt included.
Good for you. It's very brave of you.
No, it's one of those things. Well, you know what
brave.
It is?
Well,
you're a conquistador.
I don't mind admitting to it. Here's why. There actually is a logic behind it, and I'll explain.
Oh,
so,
yeah, I'm sure.
If you got a scratch, sometimes you got to itch it, right? And then I'm like, well, listen, I don't want to
accidentally. No, other way around. So you have an itch, you got to scratch it. Wordsmith.
Whatever. I'm not a phrase smith. I'm not a phrase scientist. I'm a wordsmith. It's different.
Anyway.
So anyway, I don't want to, like, you know, if that has happened, I'm like, okay, I have to check to see that it doesn't stink, because if I'm waving my hands around talking to somebody, they might catch a whiff or something, and I can't risk that. So I give it, it's a little, oh, no, yeah, that's definitely needs some hand sanitizer. That's going to go on there.
No,
yeah,
that's
hand sanitizer. Yeah. Don't wash your hands.
That's considered.
That too, until I can get to a sink, Mickey.
That's how you get a free slushie at a gas station. You
fill
stick it up.
Fingers up somebody's nose.
No.
Here you go. Give me my free slushie.
You drink about half of it in the gas station. Then you go up to him and go, "Hey man, this kind of stinks. Smell it, but have your finger up by there by it." And then when he goes to smell it, and be like, "Oh." That's how you do it.
You're a criminal. That's terrible. How dare you?
It's not a criminal. That's just smart.
All right, number 7. Have you ever popped someone else's zit?
Oh, my God.
Yes! Yeah. Absolutely, I have it. I love it.
I have not popped anyone's zit. I have not popped my own zit.
I'll do my own, but not somebody else's.
You don't know how to live.
Actually, you know what? I did have to do one for a golfer a little while ago because it was in a real weird position on his, like, the back
butt.
Of his head.
I thought she was going to say butt. I was going to say
butt. You couldn't get it.
And then she sniffed her finger.
It was so bad. So wait, I guess I did do that first one. No, and it was bad. I got, like, actually, like, tissues and everything because I was just, like, too somebody else's but my own, whoa, I'll go to town. But yeah, like, yeah.
Never have done it.
You've done it?
Murderer, yeah.
Yeah. Hello Nurse and I pop each other's zits all the time. God. Like, yeah.
Yeah, murderer hates it. He's like, why? Why are you fascinated with this? I'm like, oh.
I love watching it. Like, it's just, it's such a, like a, I don't know, it's one of those weird things. Like, it's such like a feeling of relief. Like, when you see one get popped, it's just like, oh, yeah. Gross.
All you have to do is see the ratings for Dr. Pimple Pop. Yeah. That's right. And you know exactly how many people are into it.
And I love those videos. They're great. Those videos online when people pop sebaceous cysts, and then it's just like pounds and pounds of cheese coming out from underneath their skin.
Metal band.
Sebaceous cysts?
Yeah.
I think you've said that before the last time I mentioned sebaceous cysts.
It just showed. How many times have we mentioned that on the show?
Once or twice. It oozes metal, though. I agree.
Oozes.
That's the name of the first song, Oozing Metal.
Yeah.
All right, so number six, yeah, Popping Pimples is great. I do my own. I do Hello Nurses if she can't reach it. It's great. Wonderful.
I'll do my own, but not somebody else's. No.
Do you ever pee in the shower?
Heck yeah.
Yep.
They're so proud of themselves about
it, too. It's good for your feet.
It's not at all good for your feet.
It is.
Look it up.
Look it up. I'm telling you. Do you want me to look it up? I'll look it up right now.
So why don't you just pee?
I'm going to look up peeing in the shower, and I'm going to get like all these porn sites or something on here.
Yeah. You do that. That is absolutely disgusting.
Yeah, because peeing on your feet isn't going to come up with porn sites.
No.
I'm sure it will. Yeah. Yeah. Boom. Rule 34. Come on.
So, is it okay to pee in the shower? For environmentally conscious folks, it's not only okay, it's great for the planet.
No, that's not what you said.
Because it conserves water. Hang on, that's the first thing.
Yeah, so they're talking about cave people. People who haven't developed into the industrial age.
Water conservation aside, is it safe or sanitary? The truth is, it's clean and pure. So, I guess urine is sterile.
You said it was good for your
feet. Hang on.
Do you drink it? Do you drink it too because it's sterile and you like the taste?
And I like the taste.
God. And urine can treat athlete's foot.
Disgusting.
So,
yeah.
Have you ever passed gas and denied it was you?
Yes.
No.
Why would I deny it? I own up to it when it's me. I'm proud of my brand.
Oh, no. I've done drive-bys. Yeah. You walk by in a store and they see you.
Crap dusting.
Yeah.
I'll actually outright lie. Like, even if you could hear it, I'll be like, what?
I actually did it the other day at my day job, and the maintenance director walks into my office and he goes, oh, God, what is that? I'm like, listen, man, it's your fault for coming in here at the wrong time.
I was not expecting any guests.
Yeah. I didn't ask you to come over here. This is what happens. Learn your lesson. Call first. Call ahead. I'll tell you if it's safe. Nikki, have you done that?
What, farted
and
not
denied it?
No.
Or do you own up to
it? I have to. When I do, they stink.
So there's no other options, what you're saying.
I laugh because they're so bad.
Have you ever worn the same pair of underwear 2 days in
a
row?
Yeah, I have.
It's happened. Yeah, on occasion. Yeah.
I mean, it's not a habit, but it has happened.
Yeah.
And
depending on the time you take your shower, you might like take it in the morning one time and then like at night the next time, it kind of carries over.
Circumstantially, you know, you don't know. You don't have time to like, because that's the thing. I'm not gonna switch my underwear unless I've showered because like then it's kind of like defeating the purpose.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like, okay. Let's see where I lost my face. Have you ever soiled yourself besides when you were a baby?
Yes.
No.
So like, does this count as like, does this mean like just like skid marks from time to time? Or is this talking about, did you ever actually crap your pants?
I straight up crap my pants.
Okay.
I had the Hershey squirts.
No.
And I trusted a fart.
You never trust a fart. No.
Mistake.
I trust the fart. I had to throw them out in the garbage.
Especially you. Yeah, you don't know what you're getting.
Well, you know, it was the Hershey squirts. We were just a puddle.
No.
The other one, I'd grow 3 feet if it wasn't a Hershey squirts.
Oh, my God.
Mega colon.
Yeah, I'm happy to say that I have never crapped my pants. Uh-uh. That hasn't happened.
You're doing really good on this.
Yeah.
I got high scores.
By somebody's metric, yeah. In the bathroom... Do you ever skip the whole hand washing thing because you're just too lazy?
No.
I have done that. Not in coronavirus world, but like sometimes I'm in a rush and I'm like, well, I'm not touching that stuff. There's toilet paper between me and what's happening.
I'm really glad that you finally decided to catch up with the rest of us now that COVID has killed 400,000 Americans.
I'm not saying often. I'm not like saying like every single time I use the bathroom.
And then she smelled her hand.
But like sometimes if you're like in a rush, I'm like, oh, I gotta, all right, I'm coming or whatever. And you're going somewhere and you're like, okay, there is toilet paper. There's a barrier. So there's nothing, I'm not getting stuff.
So after peeing all over herself, because after all, it's so sterile and healthy for you.
Well,
she then
true.
Doesn't
actually, yeah, good point.
She then doesn't wash her hands and then, you know, also won't bother to shower if it's in the same day because if I get to it tomorrow, it's NBD.
When I'm at home, I do not wash my hands.
Fine. There.
If I'm leaving the house, I wash my hands.
You know, there's germs in your house too, right?
That's fine because nobody else is in my house with me other than murderer.
Thank you,
and
Mickey.
The dogs. So
I've been in your house, and now I feel disgusting.
Well, you've been in the house when it's kind of clean.
I need to throw myself into the nearest.
I've been in your house too.
Because sometimes you just.
Yeah, we clean the house before guests come over.
I need a crucible large enough to dive into, and I need it now. If you can email freaks@freakaccident.com and tell me where one could be acquired.
I'm going to put it this way. The dogs track in more feces than anything that will ever end up on my hands from me using the bathroom.
Yeah, but they're wild animals, though. They have an excuse.
There's a difference.
Ready for Mickey to be like, I'm a wild animal, too.
Well,
Do you pick your nose when no one's around? Who doesn't?
Of course.
It feels good.
I pick my nose when people are around.
Yeah.
You ever get one of those crusty ones that's got a gloop on the end of it? When you pull it out, it's just like... It's like,
Yeah, and then it makes it easy to
slurp.
Back to
the pimple popping.
I can now smell the future.
Or one that you think it's just a hair you're pulling.
Oh, yeah.
And then it comes out with a bug, too.
Yeah. I know, it's so gross, but like, yeah. And now I was saying before, my nose is so dry now, too, that I have like scabs and stuff because it's like bleeding. So I'm in there all the time. It's gross.
It's because of the masks.
Yeah. I'm using saline spray.
Mine currently has cardboard in it from
work. Well, then she sticks her unwashed fingers up there, you know, and just continues to spread disease.
I got no words. That's why I did this that no one could see.
Yeah, so we're pretty gross people, I guess.
Yeah.
A lot of people have admitted to doing those things, though, you know, involved in the survey.
Yeah.
It's like around 50% of each one or much higher in some instances. 83% of people pee in the shower. You know what? It's no wonder the state of the world is what it is. All of you have strayed from God's light, and it's disgusting.
That's not even the grossest thing on that list.
You need to come back to sensibility, to reason, and logic with me and live in a world.
Sticking his fingers down his pants and sniffing them.
That's grosser than peeing in the shower.
Mickey, come here. Take a whiff. If you want to join in and admit to any of these things too,
please,
by all means, freaksinafreakaccident.com. We are running out of time, so what we're going to do is we're going to push that menu to next week.
Yes,
maybe
because
if we have time.
Have to do the mashup.
Yeah, we have to do the mashup. The mashup is life. The mashup is everything. It's coming up next on A Freak Accident.
Here's what listeners are saying about A Freak Accident.
It's the best show ever.
Whether those listeners are our moms or not is totally not important.
All right, so there's no intro to this just because the song itself is the segment. Now, there's been a lot of stuff over the last year. I think it became popular. People were getting like artificial intelligence algorithms to make music.
Yeah.
Like certain bands. Like the one was like a Nirvana AI and it wrote like an original Nirvana song after being exposed to like Nirvana's entire library. And it was close enough because most of their lyrics are gobbledygook anyway. The AC/DC one was predictable because they only ever wrote one song and it's fine. This isn't quite that. This is somebody doing specifically a mashup.
And this happens a lot on YouTube too, where they'll take the lyrics from one song and put it to the music of another.
Yep.
Now, sometimes it's like, that's okay. All right. Even good. But this is the Holy Grail. No one can make mashups ever again.
No, not after this one.
Now, we all know Huey Lewis's Hip to Be Square, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And Metallica's Enter Sandman.
Oh, boy. My
gosh. But what happens when you put Enter Sandman's lyrics to Hip to Be Square's music?
Are you serious?
This is James Hetfield of the News, Hip to Be the Sandman.
So, just the regular song right here.
Back to the Future.
I'm so excited. Yes. And this isn't even the best part.
I love that they actually have, like, the bands matched up on a stage concert, too.
Yeah. Here it comes.
Yes!
And he even posted his...
The scariest part of that is they literally just took out a couple bars of pause.
Right.
Yeah.
And it fits.
Yeah.
Yikes.
This one's the funniest because there's an actually a
I love this.
Here it comes.
This is great. I love, like, in the concert mashup, like, since Huey Lewis has nothing to sing, he's just, like, dancing on the stage.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
It's so perfect. This is actually a solo from Megadeth. It's so amazing. Yeah, that was the guitar solo from Peace Sells by Megadeth. Apparently there's another song in here, too, that's like a surprise cameo.
Oh.
Oh my gosh, just keep getting better.
It's so cheery. Like, I love it. It's, like, so upbeat. I love, like, the little, like, the symphonic stingers, too.
I can't get enough of this.
Never land.
Oh, yes.
Oh, it's amazing.
That was worth it.
So who created that?
A guy named Bill McClintock. He's apparently done some other mashups as well, and now he has a merch store. That dude is probably going to be very, very wealthy very quickly.
If Metallica doesn't sue them first.
You're being watched?
There's no way. I
would be Napster all over again.
Did you hear that? We're being what?
I would hope that
I knew it.
Biden! QAnon was right.
Biden's not wasting any time now that he's behind the desk.
Get that 5G out of here.
Oh, my God.
That was great.
Apparently, there was also a bit of, I said the surprise mashup, there was a bit of Judas Priest Living After Midnight in there, too, apparently, somewhere. That's just, I cannot believe how perfect those two songs meld together.
Yeah.
It shouldn't.
Well, not only did he, like you said, do the music, he did the video.
Mm-hmm.
That's what made it. It's actually on our Facebook.
Oh, is it? Oh,
yeah. That was not my
fault.
That
was you. That was you.
That was me.
Thank you. Thank you for repaying my kindness.
No problem.
But yeah, so that's on our Facebook, so definitely go and check that out then. Just honest to God, the best mashup ever.
Yeah, there should be no more mashups.
The thing is, like, I love Huey Lewis in the News, and I love Metallica.
I never thought I would love both of them together quite so much.
I like Huey Lewis. The news,
What's wrong with the news?
The news could be...
Anti-First Amendment...
No, oh, here we go.
Whatever. Gets the press.
That was good.
Now such I'm a clear, coherent thought.
Now I'm depressed. Anyway,
also,
let's
not
see.
It.
You don't get to
I already
pick
did
not it.
It. I did not
no,
it.
No, no,
it's
no. I make the
nose,
decision.
Nose goes.
Well, I guess it's going to be Lazy E this week. How about that? See, I told you, I don't listen to your rules. I'm above all of that.
Maybe we can make this fun.
Are you going to play Huey Lewis and Metallica?
So he's saying this show isn't fun. Did you hear him?
He's going to try to make it fun. We'll see what we're going to do. Maybe we can make it fun. We'll see.
We'll see if I can make this fun. If I can find this, it would be nice. You know, I just played it. That would make it easier. All right. You know what? Screw it.
Living after midnight.
I was going to try to do a Biden impression and have Hail to the Chief going behind it, but...
Well, what would that be? It'd just be, listen, man.
Listen, man. Scranton.
That doesn't help us get the website. Scranton.
65 years ago, I lived in Scranton.
The funniest thing is, real quick aside, Hello Nurse was up in Scranton today doing home health, and she texts me. She's like, I'm going to drive past his childhood home, because apparently it's like a block from here. She went over there. She's like, you didn't realize, like, his dumpy childhood home is in, like, the nice part of Scranton?
Of course it
is. It's like, yeah. And nothing's ever the way it's portrayed.
No.
Even though everybody glossed over the part of his story about his dad coming into his bedroom, telling him that he needed to get them out of Scranton and go somewhere there were actual good paying jobs.
But don't worry about that.
Oh, so much Scranton pride from our president. Yeah, okay, whatever.
AFreakAccident.com is our website.
Oh, yeah.
Which, I gotta get updating that. Last thing we have on there is the Star Wars trailer.
Jeez, yeah, well, all right.
We gotta work on that.
Add it to the to-do list.
Yeah.
Gotta add Kara to it. Yeah, gotta change some other things. Don't roll your eyes.
But there's so many useful things in there, like the podcast section, which has all our podcasts in there. Mm. Plus, we have the Connect tab where you can connect with us on Instagram.
There's also Kara's urine recipes, too. I mean, since it goes with everything.
Yes.
Soup. Chicken noodle pea.
Anyway.
Yeah.
So. What else is there?
There's Crisco's vomit that's about to happen. And then
I'm
you
just
going to
drink my Gatorade, which is not urine.
Oh, it's not yellow Gatorade.
It's
it is urine.
Boring.
It's purple urine.
No, it's grape. Tastes grape.
Grape urine. Anyways, you have to follow us on all the platforms. Subscribe to us on every podcast service out there.
Oh, so one isn't enough? They got to do all of them.
All of them.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing. What if you're somewhere that you're on somebody else's computer and they don't have that certain device that you use? Like if you use Google Play, but they use Apple.
That doesn't make any sense to me, but I'm going with it anyway.
Yeah, you have to subscribe on other people's computers.
Subscribe.
Oh. For other people.
Yeah, do that and review us on everybody's computer.
Spread us like COVID, man. Just get us out there.
There's a vaccine for that. We don't want a vaccine for us.
There already is. It's called Joe Rogan.
Oh. No free plugs. Remember that.
Yeah. Did you mention the social media, the Connect tab, the podcast section?
Yep.
All the episodes there?
Yeah.
How about the shop section?
Oh, yeah. There's a shop section. We've got t-shirts.
It's t-shirt time.
Go buy it.
It's true. It's not expensive.
Yeah.
Very affordable. The shipping is not expensive either. It's a high quality shirt. Don't what the heck was
that? Shipping is not expensive if you know where you're shipping to.
Well, that's true. Yeah. I thought she was rolling her eyes when I said it's a high quality shirt.
No, it's a great shirt.
No.
Yeah. It's a good shirt. It's got a good design. Mm-hmm. Get it. Take a picture with it. What else?
Send it to us.
Yeah. Stickers too, right?
Oh, yeah. You get free stickers if you just go to the shop page and leave us your physical mailing address.
There's a form to fill out. We make it easy on you.
Yeah.
So subscribe, do all that stuff, leave good reviews wherever you listen to podcasts, and
have we still not gotten any emails?
I haven't checked.
We didn't.
But send us emails, please.
Then I'm not even gonna mention
it. I checked it. Don't worry.
Did you really?
Yes,
Are
I did.
Are you lying to me?
I check it every week
lying.
When I
All right. Somebody send an email though, so it's like worth it. You almost said the F word.
I called her the F word.
Wow.
She got me a liar.
That was your first reaction?
I almost full blown.
Man, he fires back hard when you accuse him of lying. I am not a liar!
Liar.
At least he caught himself.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's a radio pro right here. Yeah.
So please send us an email. freaks@freakaccident.com.
Yeah, do it. I'd love to hear from people. I know there are people out there.
Even
I know
though
they
he doesn't check the email. Someone's out there.
They listen. I see the
numbers. I know.
Numbers
that's what I'm
week.
Saying. Send them.
Next week on the show,
great.
Would you rather get a 10% raise or one extra day off a month? I can't wait to see our listeners overcomplicate this question.
Are there taxes?
Something about taxes. Yeah, something about, you know, death or... You know, well, it depends on how it coincides with my monthly doctor's visit.
Who's president at the time?
Yeah.
15% in what state?
Is it a paid vacation? Oh, there's so many. Oh my God.
We're already doing it. Sorry, it's going to be ruined. But you need to,
preparing ourselves.
Yeah. You need to follow us on social media, though, because that's where that question will be posted. So do the thing, and we'll be back with another thing next week.
Yeah.
Crisco is now speaking my language.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right.
Ding and ding.
See, you're rubbing off on me. I'm rubbing off on you. This isn't good. Nobody asked for this.
Not during a pandemic. It's not.
No.
Nobody's rubbing me.
I'm sorry, man. Proofreader, what's wrong? Thanks for listening. Catch you soon for a freak accident. I'm Crisco.
I'm Lazy.
I'm Kara.
I'm Mickey, and we're reminding you.
You might think you have it all figured out.
Until a freak accident happens.
Off to never land.
Party's over, dude.
Now I bring you the worst news ever. The show is over.
Son of a bitch!
But if you're the kind of person who doesn't learn from their mistakes, a freak accident will be back with an all-new episode next week.
Thou shalt not miss it.
A Freak Accident is a Solar Flare Media production. All rights reserved. Intro music is licensed under Creative Commons BYNC ND 3.0. Thunder Rock, performed by Magic Studio. Thanks for listening.